Welcome back to Hoofbeats with Lori. We're rekindling America's love affair with the horse. I'm Lori Ricciliano, your host, along with my co-host and husband, Victor Ricciliano. If you enjoy all things equine, you know this is most definitely the place to be.
You know, Lori, in this next segment, the next two segments, we talk a lot during our show about what you should be doing.
Right.
Now we're going to talk about what you should not be doing.
Oh, okay.
And because we do have some listeners out there that don't have the benefit of a great coach like you.
Oh, thank you.
That are out there working on their own. And These mistakes are very common. We see them.
Oh, yeah.
When people come for their first lessons, even those that have been riding for a long time.
A lot of these, and we're going to talk about these in depth, a lot of these are things that you don't realize you're doing.
Right.
And honestly, this is the reason why even the best trainers in the world, we still have coaches.
Right.
I myself still get coached.
Oh, yeah. I do the same thing. It's like one of the, and I'm going to kind of let the cat out of the bag here. One of the biggest things that you like to do when you're doing the barrels is on barrel one specifically, you tend to drop your inside hand.
Right.
Instead of raising it, you'll raise it, but only part way up.
Yep.
But when you go around barrel two and barrel three, that hand's way up where it belongs.
Where it should be.
Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly on the ground telling you, lift your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then I look at, and these are different hints, because it doesn't matter where you are. You always need to have eyes on the ground. That's why I ask you to video me on something so I can look at where my mistakes are as well. It's also the reason why when I go down to Chile, you know, about every other year I go to Chile, I get trained by the Spanish masters in dressage.
Because I like listening to them yell at you in Spanish.
They yell at me in Spanish.
And one guy hits you with the whip.
Just about.
That riding crop.
Right behind my leg.
He just smacks you with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing bad.
Yep, exactly. So the best, you are never done learning. So I don't want anyone to ever take any offense by that. Everyone needs to continue to be tuned up and learn. And, you know, that's the same thing as when you're training horses, you need to have someone else also help you.
Now, these mistakes, we have them listed as beginning rider mistakes, but I've seen these in experienced riders.
Oh, yeah, because what happens is little mistakes become habit.
Correct. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. We're going to talk about habits you don't want.
Uh-oh.
So let's just talk about the beginning mistakes here.
Okay, we've got enough of that going on.
So one of the big ones is putting your hands way up in the air.
Put your hands in the air, wave around like you don't
party.
Care.
Oh, no,
okay.
Don't sing.
Oh,
don't
I shouldn't sing. Okay.
Even though it's the radio, you're not allowed to sing.
Oh, dang.
You know, a lot of riders like to put their hands way up in the air, trying to balance themselves. But they end up with very slack reins and no contact with the horse.
And almost as equally, I see the hands all the way down on the saddle.
All right, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Don't jump ahead.
Oh, my. Where is this?
Stay with the program here.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So hands in the air. We kind of want to get the hands. You like them when they start just a little above the hips and wide.
Okay. Now, what you want to have is you want to have a direct rein contact. So basically, if you think of the reins as an extension of your hand to the bit, you want to have a direct contact from your hand to the bit. So if you have your hands way up in the air, what happens? You've got like this L, right?
Correct.
And so that way it's not a direct rein to the bit. It goes in a wrong direction. You want your hands as if you let your hands grow that they could touch the bit. Okay?
Okay.
So you want a nice direct rein. So if you got your hands way up there in the air, that's not a direct rein.
Now, this is the next one I like. And I noticed that one of your students this week when they were doing the barrels had this problem. And that is gripping tightly with your legs.
Yeah.
And
then what did we do?
And what's going to happen?
You're going to dink. You're going to pop off that saddle just like that. So what did we do? I took away her stirrups. I took away her stirrups and I made her work on the walk, the jog, and also the lope on the line, on the line. Basically, I put on a lunge line without stirrups so that she did not just force her legs by gripping. So her muscles got tired pretty quickly, and she learned to just relax into the position
of
the horse.
Because you don't want to be a clothespin on the horse's back.
No.
And if you don't relax, you cannot become part of the horse and feel the horse's motion.
Or if you over-grip, you can encourage this horse to move faster than they should.
Correct. Especially those that grip and raise their feet up towards the horse's rear end.
And they bring up the heels into the horse.
Yeah.
Sides.
That's very, very fun.
Not
to watch.
A good deal.
Now, the other one is when usually when they first start posting, is they'll end up standing on their tippy toes in the stirrups.
Yes. Yeah. So when that happens and they're like pushing up with their feet, their toes, that's where we need to realize that you guys are just a little bit off balance here. We need to work from the lower leg. So you want to think about, that's why I tell them, picture as if your heels are heavy and they're dragging in the mud. Toes to the ceiling, heels to the ground. Right. And so you don't push down your toes and think that's going to lift you up out of the saddle. That's not what's going to cause it.
I've heard you with some of the younger kids, because mm-hmm. they understand this better, is you tell them to pretend like they have rocks in their heels.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weighing their shoe down.
Right. And then I also use that same analogy for if somebody, because sometimes they list a little right or left. So I'm like, okay, let's put three rocks in your right heel and two rocks in your left heel. How does that feel? And then all of a sudden they get the balance.
Right. And because they have to have that balance.
It's a visual thing that they can connect. So that's what we're talking about here.
Now, the other thing too, besides, we're going to go back to one, but the one of the ones that's up a little bit farther, which kind of goes with this, is drawing your knees up.
It's the same thing. I want them to reach from, if they think about reaching with their knees downwards rather than up. So think about your knees heavy. If somebody told me years ago when I first started riding horses to ride from my knees down, my riding would have improved so much quicker. Because what happens is that's where your center of balance should be, is from below your waist. So think of knees being heavy and let your knees grow down. Then your heels grow down and your toes are soft.
And then you get taller.
And you do get taller.
So we should teach this to Jessica Miller.
Yes, because she needs height.
And if she's listening this morning,
she's giving you dirty looks
trouble.
Right now. Oh, yeah, you know
she's
giving you.
I'm not going to be at the farm all next week.
You know what? Yeah, well, she and I are both almost about the same height. So.
I know. And you both scare me.
That's right.
Now, this next one can be very dangerous. And that's people like to ram their foot into the stirrup.
Why?
They cram their entire foot through. Now, explain to them where you want. Which part of your foot should be in contact with the stirrup?
Just the ball of your foot. It's lightly. You put the weight on the ball of your foot, which is right behind your big toe. That's the ball of your foot. And even pressure from there to your little toe. And that's where it is. You're not putting it on the arch. You are not shoving your toes down with your heel up. If you put the weight on the ball of your foot and let it be equal weight from the ball of your foot to your pinky toe, you're going to be perfect.
Now, this next one, we see a lot of riders do it. They tend to let the reins slide through their hands.
Well, it happens because the reins are constant movement, right? Because the horse is moving. If you ever see a horse move, they are reaching and striding. So they're expanding and contracting. So what happens is the rider is not aware of this. When you see me ride, I'm constantly adjusting my reins. I'll have it one area, let my hands relax, my elbows go forward and my hands come back. But occasionally I'm tightening up my reins. And what happens is they tend to let those reins slide through their hands and don't realize till it's too late.
Right. And I've also noticed, too, when you ride, you tend to let your wrists and hands move forward when the horse's head goes out, and then you come back when the horse's head comes back
in. What I try to tell people of is if they think of the reins as sponges, you want to softly squeeze the sponge. You want to follow that horse's movement. It is more of an oval than around. Okay, so your hands are going to go forward and kind of back in a long oval.
That's a good tip. Now, this next one we see all the time. One of the biggest things that I tell all of my students all the time is stop holding your breath.
I know. it's like you'll find out when you've held your breath too long when you fall off.
Yeah, because you're going to pass out.
It is very common because when people get nervous, doesn't matter what sport they're in or whatever they're doing, people have a tendency when they get nervous or anxious is they hold their breath. They stick their tongue to the roof of their mouth, they hold their breath, and then they tighten up their hands.
Yeah, and when they tighten up their hands, they go to the next one, which is a death grip on the reins.
Oh, my. And the horses do not like this.
No.
No.
You have to hold the reins soft and supple.
And when the horse moves forward, they're asking you to let a little rein go through your hands. And you can always take rein back. That goes to that lengthening and shortening.
And the last one, and probably the most important one, is disregard for safety.
Wow, you guys need to just watch this stuff.
You need to be safe. I've seen people messing around horses. These are 1,000-pound animals, and if they stomp on you, it's going
to
hurt.
That means you need to wear proper shoes with a nice heel so that it doesn't get jammed through the stirrup. You have to make sure you have a helmet on and make sure that you're wearing proper riding attire. Little short shorts do not cut it out there.
No, you have to have jeans or jodhpurs or breeches or mm-hmm. something that's meant for riding. Well, Lori, with that, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about riding habits that you do not want to develop. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When we change the way we look at things change. Introducing equine-assisted physical and psychotherapy, available at Rich Liano Farms and partnered with Solutions Counseling's licensed therapists, Ashley Thompson and Danae Hagenson. Equine-assisted therapy is on the forefront of the most successful treatments used to improve all levels of mental well-being, including PTSD, autism, trauma, children and family conflict, as well as helping to relieve the day-to-day stress we all experience in our lives. So whether you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, a traumatic event, or just feeling stressed out, let us show you how a session with one of our therapy horses and licensed counselors can start you on your path to a relaxed, happier you. Most medical insurance is accepted. Contact Solutions Counseling at 218-643-9330 or visit alwayshorses.com to set up your appointment today.